go answer, because I know he know my name. And he'll answer it. It may not come when I want it to come, but one thing about it, I trust him, and I have confidence that he's going to do it when he get ready. Hallelujah. And here it is, not only did the Lord answer David, but he also delivered him from his fears and saved him also from the death and fear from the trouble that was around him. Don't you know that's the kind of God we serve? He'll protect us when we can't even protect our own self. Sometimes we don't even know we're in danger, but he knows it. Hallelujah. And when we seek the Lord, he answers us and delivers us from our own fears. The fear of an unknown future. The fear of dying with our sins unconfessed and unforgiven. The fear of standing before the judgment of the great white throne. But when we trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, we hear his word say, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. See, we ought to be waiting. If we haven't heard that already, we need to hear that. Because, see, that's our covering. That's our protection. That's our deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. But as believers, when we seek the Lord, it is the same as to look by faith. And when we look to him by faith, Psalms 4 and verse 6 part B says, the Lord will lift up the light of his covenants. That means he's going to lift his face to whatever that need may be. Amen. And then he give us divine, not worldly approval, but divine approval. Hallelujah. And that divine approval is putting joy in our heart. When we feel like we just don't have no joy to lift us up, the Lord will put a joy there that is unspeakable. Amen. Then he will give us peace to lie down at night. And not just lie down, he give us peace to go to sleep. Jesus, hallelujah. And not only that, but the Lord make us dwell in safety and confidence and trust. You can trust me, the Lord say. I got your back, front, side, all around you. You ain't got to worry about no dangers outside. Jesus. When I looked out my house last night, I looked on this corner and on this corner. I didn't see nobody at home. I'm on that street all by myself. If they had moved out, they somewhere else. But you know, I say, Lord, you say nothing. Oh, Jesus, will come to my dwelling. So I lay down in my bed, Sister Mildred. I didn't worry about who wasn't on my street, if anything happened. Because the Lord say nothing. And when he say nothing, that's exactly, oh, Jesus, what he mean. Nothing should come near my dwelling. Oh, God, y'all excuse me today. I don't care, because I want to praise him. This may be my last time praising him. Jesus, help me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, we can lean and depend on him. We ain't got to trust man. Because, see, man will help you one day, and then man will turn your back on the next day. It all depends on how man feel. But, see, my God is the same every day. He'll help me when I call him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, in Numbers chapter 6, verses 26 through 27, I'm not going to read it, but it's a benediction that the Lord told Moses. The Lord told Moses, say, tell Aaron and your sons. The Lord say, this is the way you bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with all loving kindness. But D.L. Moody wrote this. This is a benediction that can go all over the world. Every heart may say it. It is from God. Every letter may conclude it. Every day may begin with it. Every night may be sanctified by it. The Lord bless it, just keep on shining upon us for those that belongs to him. Hallelujah. But if we walk in unbelief, our faces will be ashamed, frustrated, and confused. Because we look into the world and we are darkened by the preplex, by the laws, by what we see instead of, because the world is just temporary. It only gonna show us what it can see. But see, the Lord ain't temporary. He eternity. So, but when we look to God by faith, we have the light of both direction and joy. And our way is made, it is made both plain and pleasant. Hallelujah. In other words, it's joyful. When we look by faith to the Lord, we just believe what his words say. We don't look to see whether or not it's going to happen. We just believe that he said it and it's done. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about trying to fix the situation. See, we too busy trying to fix something that we can't fix. It's a temporary fix that we do. But when God fixes it, it'll never show up again because it's well fixed. Hallelujah. And see, the good part of this salvation, it is not a private salvation. It is no name on this salvation. It is available to all who put their faith in Christ. And see, when you put your faith in Christ, you become more radiant. That means all the frowns that you used to have on your face, they change to smiles. Not only smiles, but joy. And depression and despair gives way to delight. You can rejoice even when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. But in Isaiah 60 chapter and 45th verse, he is talking about another spiritual gathering that will be radiant. He told us, he said, arise from your spiritual depression to a new life. And then he also said, not only arise, but he said, shine, for your light has come. Talking about Jesus' second coming. That ought to have been a shout right there. Because Jesus is coming back. And what we see now, it will not be no more. Because he coming up, coming back to clean up all this mess. And that ought to be a glory, a shine on our face, knowing that weeping may endure for a night and joy be is there early in the morning. See, we waiting on joy to come right now. We waiting on peace. But see, the only thing, only time you can get that peace and that joy is to lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah, Tasha. See, he know when I need peace. He know when I need joy, because he come. He just fill me up. I'm overflowing with it. Y'all catch this joy, because I got the joy of the Lord. He's my strength when I feel like I don't have no strength. He my peace. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all, I'm preaching to myself today because, God, I need this. Lord have mercy. The next thing the Lord does is that he keep us. The believer is not only saved, but they are kept as well. Because you know why? The angel of the Lord, which is the Lord Jesus himself, he serves on an encircling protection for those who fear him. Fear me to worship him, reverence him, obey him, and do what he asks you to do. He didn't say think about it. Worship, say, God, take it all. Whatever it is, take it. And I'm going to still bow down before you. I'm going to still worship you. Hallelujah. And the Lord will deliver us from the seen and the unseen. And also, the Lord of hosts is the host of the angels who made pre-incarnation visit to his people in the Old Testament. A time when the Lord appeared to Hagar and Reverend Herman. And she recognized that she was in the presence of the Lord. And Hagar and Reverend Herman.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT-FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor. K-A-Y-T. K-A-Y-T-FM.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been a scary journey.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated, so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph.